From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
All right, 796 Entertainment presents Podcast Don't Suck, everybody. Episode five.
This is a six-pack minus one.
That's right. This is exclusively being presented by lookatokc.com. Let's give a big round of applause for lookatokc. What a stand-up job.
Big ups to Ed Kelly for his video editorial on April 24th.
Yes.
Big ups to Ed Kelly.
Big ups. Also, you just got a taste of it. The musical numbers this week will be performed by Brad Chad Porter and his mouth.
Yeah.
Because we're back to the beatboxing for this week.
Drop some of that sweet melody on us.
Well, as you probably already guessed, I'm Dan O'Donohue, and with me is Spencer Hicks.
Yes! There he is! Look at him!
So cute!
Mr. Brad Chad Porter.
Yes!
Hot.
Yes!
Hot.
Oh, hot.
I want to touch you.
Derek Smith. Wow, he's actually not here.
Yeah.
He's
not in the room.
He's gone.
Derek is gone.
Derek is gone. Oh, I thought you were starting a chant.
Derek is gone. Derek is gone. That guy is gone. He is not here. He is gone like the Canary Island Quanches. He is gone like American Wildlife. He is not in the building.
That sounded like something from like an 1892 Farmer's Almanac.
That did.
That fact you just spat out.
It sounded a lot like it. Well, all right, let's be a little more specific. Derek isn't here this week. He's out traveling. Spreading his name and becoming successful, right? Is that what he's doing?
I thought he was going to go meet with Reginald Vell Johnson.
That's what he's doing. More about that later. We got a lot of show people bringing it up. Got a lot of show this week. We got your movie quote. Derek's not here, so I handled it this
movie
week.
Quote.
Movie quote. We got more of the Look at OKC calendar powered by Wimgo.
Bow. Balls are flying.
It's stormy outside.
It is, isn't it? You wouldn't think you could hear that.
Every time I listen to this podcast, it gets stormy outside. Is that weird?
No. We're actually going to do Spencer's joke of the week this week. I promise you.
Oh,
yes.
More of those.
The return of my joke of the week.
The triumphant return after 2-3 weeks off.
Three.
Too long.
I think we maybe did it once. Like,
I think we did it twice.
Okay.
No, we've done it twice. First one with the long beep. Never mind. Let's go.
Anyways, let's go ahead. All right. I'm excited this week, guys. Let's get right into it. Let's go ahead and do the movie quote. All right. This week's movie quote. Derek isn't here, so. Oh.
Lead us in.
Movie quotes. Movie quotes.
These quotes from movies. And we'll hear what they're from, so you can guess later in the show.
Scratch. Wow. Okay. We got to work on that for the next bits, but we'll work on that. Okay. So the movie quote this week is...
Any words of encouragement? Would you like to touch my penis?
That is from...
On Golden Pond.
Don't guess if you know what it is.
On Golden Pond.
I thought it was Rugrats the movie.
Close.
On Golden Pond. It was
You'll
Catherine
have to stay
Hepburn
tuned,
that said it.
Ladies and gentlemen, and you two
Henry
idiots.
Fonda. It was a scene between Henry Fonda and...
Catherine Hepburn.
Catherine Hepburn.
Okay,
On
I
Golden
actually
Pond.
Remember that. That's, you're absolutely
You'll
right.
Have to, you're close. You'll have to stay tuned for the end of the show for the answer to this week's movie quote of the week.
Movie quotes. What movie's that from? Try to guess. I don't know because I don't watch movies that often.
All right, so I want to look at the Look at OKC calendar this week, powered by Wimgo. I want to get right
Ooh,
into that.
It's stormy again.
Ooh,
I got the chills.
All right, first up this week for me, what I would like to promote is the UCO Jazz Lab on 100 East 5th Street in Edmond.
Woo!
Doesn't really have anything about it, but I've been to it, and it's actually kind of cool. It's connected to the Hideaway Pizza. You can get a little pizza, listen to some jazz.
Balls are flying.
Dodge it.
That place is actually very nice. I've been there before.
Have you? It's kind of good for a date.
I wasn't paying attention. I was just looking for a spot to say balls are flying.
What? Dodge it. It is at the UCO Jazz Lab in Edmond.
Yeah, check it out.
It's right next to the Hideaway, and they got like a little deal. You can order Hideaway pizzas in that place.
Ooh.
Yeah, and I went one time. I don't remember who played there, but they were like remarkably good. I didn't expect anything. They're not like students. I guess sometimes they are. They're like actual, you know, really good jazz bands.
Like Bradford Marcellus?
Yes.
Did he have the Tonight Show band with him?
Probably not.
He's nothing without them.
All right. Does someone else have something else they want to say about something else?
Yeah. I've got.
What do you got this week?
Saturday, May 2nd. Jeff Dunham.
Oh, why are you.
And his puppets. Saturday, May 2nd. Jeff Dunham's going to be at the Cox Convention Center with his hilarious friends of puppets.
Yeah.
Walter and Peanut.
You think we're not funny.
Hey.
You should see.
Hey.
You should see how successful you can be by not being funny.
Hey.
I agree.
He's like, a ventriloquist. It's a lost art. It's a dying art.
No,
for
I agree.
A reason.
Like, I can appreciate him being a ventriloquist and like being successful, but he uses like street jokes. Like he tells jokes that have been around for ages, and he's like, oh, because a puppet says it, it's fine.
I'm going to sell at the Cox Center.
Yeah.
He also has like number two or three on the YouTube top like videos of all time. He's got one with
that
like
kind
of Achmed.
Oh, that's terrible.
And that's
it's terrible.
It's like
and racist
98
like
million
it.
Views.
Yeah. I kill you.
Yeah. I kill you. Yeah, I don't like it. So go out and check out Jeff Dunham. Tickets on sale. Check it. Ticket. Whatever. All right, what do you got? What do you got, Brad? Is it better than that? I don't think so.
I did not realize that this place actually existed, but apparently there is an open mic night.
What?
There's an open mic night Wednesday, April 22nd, at a place called Shenanigans. Isn't Shenanigans like the fake restaurant in Waiting?
Yes, it is.
It's that, and it's also the fake restaurant in Super Troopers. Did someone say Shenanigans? And they have to pistol whip them?
I don't know. I mean, apparently there is a Shenanigans at 915 West Britain Road.
Which is a great name for any kind of bar, pub, restaurant.
You say Shenanigans?
Yeah.
No place with all the crap all over the walls.
Lots of artifacts and flair.
Yeah. So they have an open mic. It just says open mic.
It just says open mic.
Anything goes.
I don't want to commit them to allowing you to go up and take your clothes off. I'm just saying it just says open mic night. There's no indication whether it's music and comedy, music and performance art.
All of the above. At the same time.
Like a little Iggy Pop.
Check out Shenanigan. Derek, what do you got for us this week? Nothing, because he's gone.
That's right.
He's gone.
The way it should be.
Like American wildlife.
He's going to get so sad when he hears this. Anyway.
Good.
Let's go ahead and close up the Look at OKC calendar, powered by Wimgo.
Stormy weather with thunder makes me shiver in my pants.
Shiver in your pants?
Yeah.
Okay. Ridiculous.
Okay.
Listen, I'm from the street. Don't question it.
We'd like to kind of
from Sesame Street. Wasn't that in that extra?
We'd like to kind of give some feedback on the user comments, because we appreciate that people are listening.
People are listening, and people are commenting
back, and we appreciate it. And so we have a couple here we wanted to point out. We got Shelly from last week, and she likes it, and she's going to start. So thank you, Shelly. She's going to start saying balls are flying, dodge it. In everyday life.
God bless you, Shelly.
And Shelly, we want you to keep commenting in and tell us, maybe give us some context. Like, tell us where did you use it?
Yeah.
Where did you get a chance to say balls are flying?
I would like to know that.
Dodge it.
Yeah. So go ahead and email us that at 796entertainment@gmail.com.
Or just leave it in the comment.
Leave it in the comment.
For everyone to read.
Yeah.
Either way, I was saying she could email to us. We'll bring it up on the show, put it in the comment. Who knows?
Like, that'd be a very pertinent comment to use, like at a Chippendales, mm-hmm. wouldn't you imagine?
Balls are flying.
Dodge it.
Dodge it. Whoa.
Whoa.
That was me dodging them.
So, yeah, listen, speaking of comments being left on our material, you can actually leave comments on our material at www.796entertainment.com now.
That's right. We just started the whole.
It's up.
You can register, and we get your email, and you get all these beautiful updates.
And prizes.
Prizes galore.
And
we haven't
friends.
Talked about the prizes yet.
Friends.
And friends.
You get friends out of this deal.
You get linked into a whole social network.
Yep.
You'll go
places, kid.
True our
but,
site.
I mean, okay, Shelly left a very good comment kind of praising us. We've also gotten some comments that aren't as good.
No.
I don't read those.
No.
We have. Let me.
No.
I delete them.
Stop
and
it.
I delete those, and I also kick off the users who leave negative comments.
Well, I think we should.
Stop
I
it.
Cancel their accounts.
But let me. Well, since I got this one.
Okay.
So you don't have to trouble yourself with it.
Okay. What do you got?
Jason B. says that this show is kind of long for a podcast, and he didn't think it was very funny.
It's good. Okay. Jason B., huh?
I don't know what you want me to say to that, Jason B.
I mean, it is kind of a long podcast, wouldn't you say?
I think it's...
No, I think it's perfect. I think that the length of the show is perfect, and I think that we are very funny.
I'm toying with doubling...
I think
doubling.
Jason B. could not be more wrong.
I'm toying with doubling the length of the show...
and being less funny.
And being less funny.
We gotta peel it back so people don't, like, wreck their cars when they download it on their iPods.
I'm thinking about...
I'm telling you, we're getting people in trouble at work who are listening to our podcast at work and laughing out loud, and then they're getting in trouble with their bosses. I think we have to peel it back 2 or 3 layers.
I say okay. We triple the length of the show, and I'm just gonna read from The Great Gatsby the whole time. That's what I think we should do.
No, someone else has done that already.
Who? That's
Steve Martin.
Original idea.
What was Steve Martin?
Close enough.
It was Kaufman.
It was David Letterman.
Somebody had to say it because
it was John Letterman.
It was Bill Gates.
What?
Anyway,
Arsenio Carson.
So look at that. We're just like O'Reilly.
Sensitive.
What's
we're
his
sensitive
name?
About
Bill,
it.
We're just like Bill O'Reilly. We'll read the positive and the negative.
That's right.
Fair and balanced, you know.
Fair and balanced. No,
this is a fair
zone.
And balanced show. And I mean, it's funny, and it's perfectly long.
For every good comment, we'll read a bad one. The only reason we've got these two is because we only had one good comment.
That wasn't left
so
by us.
Until we get another good comment, we're not going to read any more bad ones. Keeping it fair and balanced. You know?
Fair and balanced.
That's true. All right, so we appreciate everyone. Dodge it. I stop whatever I'm saying so that I can say dodge it, because I enjoy it that much.
Yeah, that's a good
we
thing.
Appreciate everyone leaving comments and listening to the show. Tell your friends about the show if you like it at all, or tell them if you don't like it because they might like it.
Hey, and I will say we were kidding around, but Jason B was actually kind of constructive. Like
he wasn't being a jerkhole.
So yeah. We'll probably
make fun of you if you leave a bad comment.
Yeah, or even a constructive one. But we did maybe we'll shorten the show.
Yeah,
try to be funnier
or double the length.
Let's try harder.
I agree. Trying harder
Producer
already.
Producer Nick is shaking his head. Nope.
Jason B., thank you for the comment. I appreciate it.
This week I was going to introduce Nick Tankersley in the box.
Nick.
Producing the show.
Nick.
Hold on. Everyone's got to be quiet.
Okay. Yay!
I meant to do that. What did I say, Brad? What did I say? If it's not written on the list, I'm not going to remember it.
Hey,
didn't get written.
Can I do the laws you didn't know didn't exist in Oklahoma?
Yeah, you told me there's I know one a law in Oklahoma.
That was a double
law.
Negative, by the way.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of awesome, right?
It's pretty. No, I wasn't being negative or trying to.
Oh, yeah, I know. Just leave it on the comment page, okay?
like the rest belongs. Of them. I liked it. I'm just saying it was pretty the way you said it.
What
okay,
do you
well,
got
here,
for us?
Here's one law that you didn't know is not on the books in Oklahoma is not on the books.
This law is not on the books.
This law.
You see now why I brought it up.
You could do this, and it is legal.
Okay, this is something that. this is a little different.
I misheard
than anything I've ever heard before. So these are things it is perfectly legal to do.
Here's one, and I've got one that's illegal. That's absurd. So,
okay.
The thing that is legal, there is no law on the Oklahoma books explicitly outlawing necrophilia.
Honestly, there are
only 9 states in this country that do not have explicit laws against necrophilia.
Uh-uh.
So in Oklahoma, you could get in trouble for stealing a corpse. You could get in trouble for grave robbing.
Right.
If you're found with a corpse, you can get in trouble for that.
But
the list of charges you are dealt will not be having sex with one.
Yeah.
Everything else, you probably have to pay a fine or whatever.
Wow. So is there like a database? Like you like search necrophilia across
states where legal?
Yes.
Yeah. It's on my web browser. That is a dark place, folks.
You type it in into the Google bar and it's the first thing.
It's a plugin.
It goes ahead and finishes it for you.
And necrophilia places where we can legal.
It's a necrophilia plugin.
Wow. So
okay.
Wow.
So you have one.
Like is sodomy like is like do we still have sodomy laws in Oklahoma,
yeah,
right?
That's still illegal. It's
still illegal to have gay sex, but it's not illegal to have
any oral sex. Any kind of oral sex is against
oral
the law in Oklahoma.
Sex is
against
the
law?
It's a misdemeanor with a $2,500 fine.
What? $500?
Yes.
Who enforces that?
Worth it.
Nobody.
Worth it.
How could you?
It would have been the same
worth
fine.
It. I'm paying it. I'll pay it.
It would have been the same fine that would have been given to scientists trying to save people's lives using embryonic stem cells. So you're putting.
That's a good point.
You're putting these scientists who are trying to save lives in the same category as sex offenders, is what I'm saying.
That's a good point that needed to be said. said.
Needed to be said.
But here, needed to be said.
Good.
Here's something that is against the law in Oklahoma.
Okay.
It is illegal to promote a bear wrestling event or horse tripping.
Wait. Is it illegal to promote horse tripping?
Yes. So if I was on this show and I was like, hey, I've got a bear wrestling event, that's illegal.
Wait,
but I'm not doing that.
When you say promoting horse tripping, like if we went out and like had signs that say, go and trip a horse, like that's illegal, like to promote the act of horse tripping?
I think if you had the event, like if you had an event.
A rodeo can't feature horse tripping.
Right. I mean, maybe they can, they just can't promote it. Like they've got to hide it in the tent in the back, you know?
Yeah, right. It's
with the good movies.
You have to talk to somebody and be like, hey, there's some horse tripping going on here.
Shut up, man. You a cop?
And by horse tripping, I mean they just give the horses LSD.
Hello.
Hey-o.
So bear wrestling, is bear wrestling illegal or
in
is it
state,
just illegal
yes.
to promote the event?
And when you say bear wrestling, is that two bears wrestling or a person wrestling a bear?
Clearly it's a person wrestling a bear, right?
I would see both.
I don't know.
You put a bear in a cage with anything, I'll watch it.
I'll watch it fight it. That's interesting. I've also heard, this isn't nearly as interesting or as funny, but I've also heard that there is a law on the books that outlaws whaling in Oklahoma.
That's true. That is true. Yeah.
What you can't whale
in
Oklahoma. Don't get hung up on the facts that there are whales. But someone, and I think it's also illegal to sit in a car, like a boy and a girl can't sit in a car with their shoes off. I think that's on the books.
Whoa.
Too.
Really?
Like you can't, like that just leads to hanky panky.
Yeah.
I'll use
if I see,
term.
If
that's
I
not
see
where
girl's
it starts
feet.
Though at all. Like,
oh, it does.
No,
oh, it maybe, does.
That
well,
doesn't start anything.
In the 50s.
Put your
I don't
shoes
know.
Back on.
I'm more comfortable this way.
I'm just saying, I think that was a law. Now I'm getting hazy on it, but yeah,
I know the whaling one is true.
I think what we just did here was save some people some fines.
Yeah.
$2,500 fine for oral sex.
Jeez. True. True story.
Unreal.
Well, thanks for bringing those up, Spencer.
Yeah,
nice.
Just keeping the public safe from themselves.
Which is the purpose of the law, right?
Yeah, right.
Isn't it?
All right. I think if everything works out right now, I think we got Derek on the phone. Derek, can you hear us?
Yep, I can hear you.
What's up? Where are you? You sound like you're at a bar, Fancy Pants. Instead of working.
Yeah, no, I'm drinking right now. I just got done eating a cheese plate. And
a plate of cheese?
Yeah.
Say that again.
I'm just sitting here eating a cheese plate with two women.
Ooh. Oh, who are the women? What kind of cheese?
That's none of your business. And I respect you to stay out of it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Fine.
So
fine.
Why?
It's Gorgonzola, isn't it?
I think everyone's curious. The listeners are probably curious. Why the hell aren't you here?
Well, I was told that we were going to record on a certain day, but I had a gig that I had to go to. Uh-huh. I'm working hard out here in Dallas. I just got done. I'm in between things right now.
Things. Don't get
is
too descriptive.
Is that what you're calling the ladies, things?
Well,
that's
well,
nice.
Was,
good. Nice. Nice.
I went out and I bought some more rubber for us because we're all out of rubber. We need to make some more Jesus molds.
Right.
And I'm on my way to another show tonight.
Oh, really? All these shows. How are the shows going? I made air quotes, by the way.
It's going all right.
Are you famous yet?
No, I'm not. I'm quickly becoming halfway famous, halfway infamous.
Okay.
So that's good.
I like that.
That's a good place to be.
Right there in the middle, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, I was talking to the waitress.
Name someone else who's kind of in the same boat you are, who's half famous, half infamous.
El Guapo.
Besides El Guapo.
The Three Amigos.
No.
El Guapo.
No, we just ruled that one out.
Can't say that one.
Okay.
Hurry.
Now. Go. Talk.
Crocodile Dundee.
Okay, good one.
Not bad.
Not bad.
From off the top of your head, not bad. Crocodile Dundee. Ding, ding. I'm going to do the little bell sound right there. The little.
He got that one right. Here's your prize, Derek.
Did anybody get a hold of Reginald?
We haven't gotten to that yet.
We'll talk to you about that when you get back in town.
Yeah, we got a lot to share with you.
A lot of news.
About that.
A lot of news.
I'm just saying, he's in Crocodile Dundee.
Right, we know. We already talked about that.
We've already, yeah.
Yeah. We've covered that. Don't you worry about it.
We talked to his manager about him being in Crocodile Dundee.
Shh, don't give it away.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, well, we miss you, and we're sad you weren't here today, and we kept the bad-mouthing of your name to a minimum out of respect.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
sure.
Yeah, we did.
Don't worry. If I hear anything about me, I'm going to shoot off some angry emails and let you guys know how I feel about it.
Yeah.
Leave us a comment on lookatokc.com.
But to be fair, the minimum was pretty high, though, so it's...
Okay. You can register at www.796entertainment.com.
Yeah.
If you have something you want to say to us after this conversation is over, that's how you should do it.
Yeah.
Via comment on our website.
That's the only way you're going to really get a hold of us.
Yeah.
Thank you for everything, man.
Hey, you're right. Welcome.
Who's he talking to? He was talking to the waitress.
Yeah. I was talking to the waitress. I'll let you guys go because you guys sound really busy.
We are really busy. You're the one that sounds busy. You're like, I got women and drinks
the
and cheese plates
for your cheese plate.
No, I do. I have a lot of women and
the waitress taking care of your cheese needs.
Take care of. Well, if you guys worked a little bit harder, maybe you'd be here with me.
Oh,
good point.
He's so right.
He is. Well, Derek, drive safely back. We miss you. So get here safe.
Yeah. Love you, Bobby.
Bye, Derek.
Bye.
Derek Smith, ladies and gentlemen.
Derek Smith. Give him a round of applause. What a trooper. I don't know why.
I think we found an instrument for next show.
Mookies. I'm sure everyone's curious about how Operation Reginald Vell Johnson is going.
Woo! Operation Reggie V.
And one of the only reasons why we're bringing it up this week is because Derek isn't here because we haven't done anything.
I haven't done anything.
Literally nothing.
Not a thing in a week.
I looked at IMDb. Does that
count?
It does count. Research counts a little.
What did you do? IMDb.
What'd you find out?
That if you want to find out the name of his agent, you have to subscribe to IMDb Pro.
Dang it!
I know, right?
I didn't think there were going to be this many roadblocks.
Exactly.
To be honest.
I called it 7 months, man.
I kind of figured his cell phone was going to be on IMDb. Like, that's call ridiculous. Reggie.
I'll tell you this, though. I also looked at IMDb. That's why I voted we accept that as progress. But I looked him up on IMDb, and he really has played a lot of cops.
I know.
Like,
it's quite extensive resume.
Like, it's a lot. Like, it's kind of ridiculous how many cops he's played, considering that he played one cop, like, for several years. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
It's amazing to me.
Well, and the thing is, his filmography is longer than people would expect, too. It's
right.
Not like people
he's
go, like,
done
yeah,
a
he's
lot
got
of work.
9 or 10 things. It's like 30 or 40,
yeah.
Like, a lot of TV appearances recently, and he was just recently on Chuck.
Hey, speaking of which, check this out. Here's a little interesting nugget about our Reggie V.
Okay.
The character that he played in his cameo on Chuck is Captain Al Powell.
From Die Hard.
It's the same character. Yeah.
That's a bizarre crossover.
That is a really bizarre crossover.
Anyway, so if you're looking for updates on Operation...
Reggie V,
there aren't any. So as soon as we
did nothing.
That's why if Derek was here, this is why we can say this. If Derek was here, he'd be just loving it. He'd be loving it. He'd be like, I told you.
That's what's so frustrating about this is it is awful when you find yourself in a position where the people who are the most wrong always are right. And this is an example of that.
Well, the point is we're not giving up and we're going to get Reggie V on that phone.
We're going to get
him on
the phone.
So help us God.
Reggie,
it's going to be awesome.
Reggie, if you're out there, give us a call. Just give us a call.
Finally, after weeks of putting it off, after weeks of it getting delayed,
yes.
We got Spencer Hicks' joke of the week. Spencer, telling jokes, making people laugh, and stuff. Tell the jokes to your friends now.
Okay. Dan, I've actually got two jokes this week.
Whoa,
yeah.
No. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
No. We just said one joke,
Overachiever.
Spence. You brought two?
I brought two.
You.
And I would feel like I was ripping the listener off
right.
If I did not share both.
Both jokes.
Yes.
You know what I mean? This is what you get, Brad. What did I say? We said, bring Spencer on. Right, and you were like, "No, he's not very funny." And
no,
I was like, "No, Brad." I was like, "No, Brad. He's gonna pull his weight and then some."
Mm-hmm.
Look what we get here:
yep.
Two jokes this week, ladies and gentlemen. Two jokes. Let's hear him.
Hope you can handle it. Okay, so there's this guy. He's a big drinker, drinks all the time, and his girlfriend's just finally fed up with it. And she's like, "Baby, you know, if you come home drunk one more time, that is it. I'm leaving you. No more of us. And he's like, no, okay, baby, I'll never drink again or whatever. Next day, he goes out with one of his buddies, and his buddy's like, let's go drink. And he's like, no, I promised my girlfriend, okay, I'll do it. So he goes out and gets completely trashed, gets so drunk he throws up on his shirt. And he's like, oh, this is terrible. I'm going to go home. My girlfriend's going to see that I threw up on myself, and I smell like beer, and she's going to know it. And the guy's buddy's like, no, here, I got you covered. You hand her a $20 bill and say, some other guy was drunk and threw up on you. And he gave you $20 for dry cleaning. And he's like, that's perfect. I'll do that. So he goes home, and his wife is standing at the door just fuming. She is mad. And, of course, right when he walks in, she knows he's been drinking. She's like, oh, that is it. I knew I shouldn't have trusted you. You threw up on yourself, and you smell like beer. Mm-hmm. And he's like, no. Baby, here's some guy threw up on me. He gave me some money, and he hands her, you know, a wad of cash, whatever, and she's like, no, and he threw up on me, and he gave me $20 because he felt so bad, and he wanted me to get dry cleaning and all that kind of stuff. And so she's like, oh, okay. And she looks at it, and she's like, honey, there's $40 here. And he goes, oh, yeah, the other 20 is for the guy who shit in my pants.
I like it.
Joke number two.
Joke the second.
This young, very attractive lady goes into a little diner type place. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's kind of like a throwback to one of those, you know, 40s or 50s diners with the, you know, it's got like a long bar, and then mm-hmm. you can see into the kitchen, whatever. And she's like, hey, how are the hamburgers here? And the guy behind the counter is like, oh, they're great. It's kind of what we're famous for. She goes, okay, I'll have one hamburger. And so the guy yells, one hamburger. And then in the back, you can see this big fat slob cook wearing, you know, like a little wife beater undershirt, mustard stain, snot, smoking a cigarette, all this kind of stuff. And he takes a big piece of meat, puts it under his arm, starts flattening it out, throws it on the grill, and she's like, that is revolting. I've never been so offended in my life. And the guy behind the counter says, you think that's bad? You should see him make donuts.
Oh, and that'll be Spencer's joke of the week. Thank you, Spencer.
Two jokes. You only wanted one. Give me two.
Doing this world a great service. Thank you, Spencer.
You're welcome.
No, you're welcome. Guys, I'm telling you, I want to watch a film this week, but I only want to spend $1 on it. What do I do?
Really? Just $1?
Just $1. What do I do?
Well, on that kind of budget, I think you're going to have to go to Redbox.
Going to Redbox. Going to make the Redbox stop. Going to pick up a $1 million movie for $1. I said $1. Only going to spend $1 on a film.
Get some nuggets while you're there.
And some chicken nuggets.
With some barbecue sauce.
I was mixing a lot there.
There were actually good movies that came out this week.
There were some
DVD.
Great movies. I'll go ahead and start. Minus, of course, this week's Notorious. Anyway.
That just made this beatboxing thing offensive.
It did. Did it? I think it did. Okay.
We just crossed the line.
Notorious is the chronicling of the extraordinary life of Christopher, quote, the Notorious B.I.G., Wallace. Notorious follows a young rapper through the tough streets of Brooklyn to the heights of stardom and juggling the increasing demands of fatherhood, marriage, and his music career.
Is he going to make it?
I don't know.
Is he going
to
become famous?
You'll have to watch to find out in this year's blah, blah, blah. Anyway, it's rated R by the Motion Picture Association of America for pervasive language.
Pervasive.
I always want to say perverse language. I don't know.
Yeah,
some strong sexuality, including dialogue, nudity, and drug content.
I like all of that.
It's this year's Titanic.
Check it out. What do you guys got this week? My pick's Notorious.
My pick is Frost Nixon.
Oh.
It is about the snowman. Played by Michael Keaton.
Yes, I've seen this.
Yes,
and he tries to kill people.
Yeah, he turns into a snowman.
Whoa!
And starts to murder.
Yeah.
Wait, no. These are three separate movies.
What? Oh.
No.
Oh, okay. Frost Nixon is actually about President Nixon.
There you go.
Oh, boring.
3 years after he resigned the presidency, giving a no holds barred interview with Frost.
I think the movie we just
Some guy named Frost.
I think the movie pissed is much more interesting. Michael Keaton turning into a snowman trying to kill. Now we're talking.
Yeah.
Now we're talking.
Yeah.
I'm writing the screenplay now.
Hello.
I'll tell you this.
King of Hollywood.
There is maybe not a bigger fan of Ron Howard on the planet than me.
Right.
But that is some lazy title. Like
what, Frost Nixon?
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, it's
that's
lazy.
The best you could come up with?
Well,
the two men's name.
What would you name it?
I don't know.
Then there you go.
The hot seat.
He was.
What I would name it.
But then you wouldn't know. You'd think it was something awesome like, you know, Slumdog Millionaire.
Yeah.
This kid's in the hot seat.
Do-do-do-do.
And then it's just about a president who's like, if I do it, it's legal.
It's legal. The president, blah, blah, blah. What do you got for
that
us?
That wasn't
this
a bad Nixon.
Who? Mine?
You. Just now.
I won't be able to do it again.
Rabble.
You're just going to need to ride. I'm not a crook.
Here's the title. Tricky Dick Stays Slick.
That actually is very good.
That's not bad.
I actually think I've got that movie on my computer.
Every time. What do you got
balls
this week?
Balls are flying.
Dodge it.
All right.
Dodge it.
My pick this week is The Wrestler. Huh?
Yes.
What?
What?
What? Best movie of the year. Screw Slumdog Millionaire.
Yeah.
This Wrestler was the best movie of the year.
I haven't
year
seen either one, so I can't.
Wrestler's so good.
I've heard it is. I heard it's so heartbreakingly good. Like, you leave it feeling terrible, but you enjoy it every second
what
of it.
What? No, he follows his heart and does what he loves.
Isn't that, like, the saddest movie of the year? That's what
I think it
said.
Might be sad. No, I think you might have taken the wrong, you know.
Me or Dan?
Thematic lesson. You, Spencer.
No, he
took the wrong thematic lesson.
He follows his heart.
Well, you heard what he thought Frost Nixon was.
To utter destruction. Like, get out of the ring. You're going to die.
But he that's how much he loves it. It's all he knows how to do.
That sounds deep.
We could literally sit here and tell you everything that happens in this movie and not spoil it. That's how good this movie is.
He dies.
He doesn't die.
He turns into a snowman, though.
Does he die? Does he die? Keaton. I didn't finish it.
You didn't finish it?
Well, I was busy.
What? Oh, anyway, well, that's a heck of a recommendation if I've ever heard one. It was sad. It was kind of good. I didn't make it to the end. You should rent it.
It's only a buck. What else are you going to do?
It's only a freaking buck. And that'll be Redbox Pick of the Week.
Redbox. Redbox.
Wimgo. Nick is doing some dancing to Brad Jack's Funky Beat. I can think of Brad's name. Anyway,
you go into McDonald's, getting some fries. Might as well get a movie while you're inside.
Thunder thighs. Something about we really. I don't know about this. I don't know about this. Okay, let's go ahead and. Let's go ahead and give the answer to this week's movie quote. I'm sure everyone's curious.
Been dying to know.
I'm sure everyone's very curious as to what it was. Let's go ahead and play that again. Well, not that play again.
Oh,
play the movie quote again.
Any words of encouragement? Would you like to touch my penis?
What do you guys think?
I'm sticking with On Golden Pond.
Feifel Goes West.
Both are very close. Both are very close. It was, of course, Can't Hardly Wait. Can't Hardly Wait, starring no one.
Starring no one. Boo. Jenna Elfman was the angel stripper.
She was the angel stripper. And the bass player... Seth Green was also in it. That's
Jennifer
Love Hewitt. I was kidding. There's a lot of young, attractive people in the film.
Including Jenna Elfman.
And Dan O'Donohue.
And the bass player from... I didn't make that one.
What?
We're back on the Rick Moranis thing. Rick Moranis is funny, and
no,
Jenna Elfman is attractive.
No.
End of story!
You're wrong on both counts. Moving on.
It's settled.
Now settled!
Stop it!
Settle!
Stop!
Say it!
Stop it!
Say it! Hey, you want a biz? That's the next thing. All right, Shelley, if you're still paying attention, which you probably are.
Of course.
The other saying I want to get going is when Derek was reading the Wanna Biz Club thing.
You
from
want
Wingo.
A biz?
Hey, you want a biz?
You want a biz?
I like that a lot, and that's the other one I want to start.
Dang It, Rudy is kind of catching on.
Dang It, Rudy.
Which is one of Brad Chad's bits.
From his stage, yeah.
From the stage, you'll have to go out and hear the whole joke to get all of it.
Dang it, Rudy.
Yeah, that is catching on. That's catching fire.
It is.
Across the country.
It is.
That's catching fire like Midwest
City. With one person.
We'd like to thank Look at OKC and for featuring this again.
Yes.
Woo! They've been so nice. 5 weeks in a row. What a bunch of sweethearts. So for 796 Entertainment and Podcast Don't Suck, I've been Dan O'Donohue. With me has been Spencer Hicks.
Oh.
Yes! Look at him go.
Doing a dance.
Pretty.
Do that dance.
Pretty.
Mr. Brad Chad Porter.
Oh, I'm going to touch him.
Not
do
quite
it.
Is pretty.
Do it.
Balls are flying.
Dodge it.
There you go. I heard Nick say it.
And he didn't even get, like, that was the most unenthusiastic.
Dodge it.
And then you got Derek Smith. Well, I said that was pretty good.